Mill Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. You'd think the internet and fake news and fake news, i.e. real news that people call fake, and bots with opinions are all confusing enough these days. But now, there's another insidiously misleading trend to watch out for. Groups that act like they're on one side, but are really on the other. Life in the U.S. is turning into a weird game of misdirection. Note the following headline on a press release issued last week. Quote, NCLA sues city of Coral Gables, Florida, calling its use of automated license plate readers nakedly unconstitutional. Close quote. At this point, you should be wondering about quite a few things. My first question naturally was, how do you get nakedly unconstitutional? Can you get nakedly constitutional? Must you be dressed when reading the Constitution? There was no clue as to what that phrase means in the press release, so naturally I turned to a search engine. This yielded 25,600 results. The best part, for some reason I can't explain, was a series of photos of President Donald Trump and a number of Republicans. I don't know why. But from what I can tell, it's mostly Republicans and traffic monitoring devices that are nakedly unconstitutional. This didn't help explaining what it meant. So naturally, I searched for nakedly unconstitutional definition. That gave me explanations for unconstitutional, but not the naked part. The closest I got was an item headlined, quote, constitutional decisions by a bare majority of the court, close quote. That, of course, doesn't help because obviously it refers to naked judges, not nude constitutionality. I suppose the concept must remain a mystery for now, so let's get on to my next question. What horribly invasive thing has the city of Coral Gables done to its residents? According to the press release, it's, quote, the collection and storage of sensitive license plate information, close quote. I have to admit to being surprised to learn that there is sensitive information on my license plate. I've gone out to stare at it since reading about this, and I still haven't found the sensitive information. Maybe it's in code. The government, at least in Coral Gables, now possesses that information from our personal license plates that we made ourselves. No, wait, we didn't. I seem to remember the plates came from a department having something to do with motor vehicles. Surely that department didn't keep any records of what's on those plates. Well, surely the NCLA is only looking out for our rights as citizens. After all, it's called the New Civil Liberties Alliance. Not to be confused with the American Civil Liberties Union, but you know someone will confuse it anyway. What is the NCLA, which is not the ACLU? You can decide for yourself by looking at its website, but it sure looks like a group of white conservatives crusading against the great American evil of, or the great evil of American society, administrative law. You may not have realized how awful administrative law is, but the Alliance is here to expose it in all its constitutional nakedness. Beware of regulatory agency porn sites. See you next week.